Everyone has their own unique views and needs when it comes to financial success. If you'd like to leave your financial woes behind and live a life of financial freedom, you've come to the right place. Welcome to the Saving with Steve Show, hosted by Steve Sexton. The show will help you with the ins and outs of money. We talk about financial issues that could be costing you thousands of dollars and keeping you up at night. We talk about money, tax reduction, saving more, spending less, 401ks, risk management, retirement, and everything under the sun that relates to you having a healthier, happy relationship with money. Now, here is your host of Saving with Steve, Steve Sexton.
Hello, welcome to the Saving with Steve show, where we talk about the ins and outs of money, pretty much everything under the sun that relates to you having a happier, healthier relationship with money. My name's Steve Sexton. I want to thank you for joining us. Hey, you know what? Thank you for sharing it with your friends and family. Our audience keeps growing throughout the United States. Our show airs starting at 11 o'clock on Tuesday. It comes all the way across the United States to California from Florida. And you know what? And then a couple days later, it goes off overseas. We're actually in 54 countries right now. So it just keeps growing. And we really appreciate you for that. So last episode, by popular demand, we had Chris Kless. He's the number one travel guru. And he talks about how to travel the world at a 90% discount. We just used his method and booked a five-star resort, regularly $900 a night for $170. That's beautiful. If you'd like to learn more about that episode, it's episode 103. And you want to go to savingwithsteve.us. As always, if you'd like to see something on the show, go to viewers at savingwithsteve.us and just let us know what you're thinking. If there's a financial topic that you'd like to have discussed, hey, we'll bring somebody on. And if, you know, especially if I don't know it, because I don't know everything, then that's a good thing. That way we can have other people. Today, I'm going to be talking about ways to optimize your 401k. And you want to do that, especially this time of year. But the very special guest we have, her name is Nicole Schaefer. Nicole created this wonderful business. She figured out women are largely excluded from the cocktail space. So she is a female mixologist. And she wanted to change that by essentially starting a cocktail revolution. And I'm glad she's here to talk about it, because once I started finding out what she did, I started talking to my wife and some of her friends, and like, yeah, we know a little bit about this, but we're really not comfortable ordering something outside of a, might have a couple olives in a martini or something like that. And they're not really comfortable at mixing everything. And they're like, yeah, that would be a great idea. So, Nicole, we're just so happy you're here. Thanks for being part of the show today.
Thank you for having me.
What I'd really like to know, and I know our guests would love for you to know, is how'd you get started in, you know, mixology?
So actually my husband, then boyfriend, was very into it, and he started making me drinks. And I was like, I want to do that. I don't want you to make them for me. I want to learn how. And so he started teaching me, and then he bought me my own shaker and, you know, got really into it and learning how to make different drinks and stuff.
So. Oh, cool. So just out of the curiosity, what is your favorite drink to make?
Well, I have this one I sort of made up, a blood orange margarita. And I would say that's probably my favorite, just because it smells really good when I'm making it. And it tastes obviously delicious when it's done.
So what's in a blood orange margarita?
So basically it's your typical margarita, but instead of, normally you'd put like dry curacao or some kind of orange liqueur, but instead I replaced that with Salerno, which is a blood orange liqueur out of Italy. And then I also usually use some Barmalade, which is this really great mixing stuff. And they make a blood orange guava one. And so I'll put that in as well. And then it just ends up being a very, very blood orange forward margarita, but really good.
Sounds really tasty. I love it when you're like, oh, it goes like this and this and this. And
yeah.
Like,
yeah. Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
I know it's early for me, but you know, I might go have a drink. when it comes to women in cocktails and mixing drinks, talk to me about the experience that you found. And you know what? I know you have ways where people can learn how to go about doing that. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah. Well, that was pretty much my reason for starting this was I'm in a group of women in their 30s, nerdy 30s. And I went to a movie night and I brought my cocktail shaker and I was like, I'll make you guys cocktails, you know? And everyone was so interested and they were coming over and they were like, can you show me how to do this? And so I would show them and they just had so much fun. So then I did a cocktail meetup where I just taught them how to make cocktails. And I was like, wait a second, it seems like you're all very interested in this, but I feel like we've all been kind of, you know, we've been left out and, you know, women weren't allowed to be bartenders for a very long time. So it kind of makes sense. But I was just like, there's no clear, you know, there's no business that's actually geared towards teaching women how to do this. So I started with like, oh, I'll just do a YouTube channel. But then I was like, no, I should do a subscription box where I can actually get them to learn how to do different mixology things. So, yeah.
So do people buy the subscription box and then they go see you on YouTube or do you do live classes? How does that work?
Yeah, I try to film an episode for every box so that people can actually see how to make the drinks. But I also will put instructions in there and people also can book me for like private Zoom parties or, you know, Zoom lessons, that kind of stuff. We make custom boxes. So yeah, there's all kinds of fun stuff to do, but I try to teach everyone.
So my understanding is you've got, now that you've been doing this for a while, and you've got a reputation for putting together cocktails and all that. My understanding is you have companies that are actually coming to you and say, hey, what do you think of this?
Yeah, I have had several companies send me stuff to use in my episodes. And then I sort of have a partnership with a cider website, because I do cider reviews as well. And so they send me cider every month and then I'll do reviews on them and talk about the company and stuff. So
is that cider like alcohol cider?
Yeah. Hard cider. Yeah.
Okay.
I love cider. So yeah.
So I get it. I guess if you love it, you might as well just try it.
Exactly. Now,
let's see. Okay. So basically what you're saying is women who want to get involved, they can actually just go to your website. They can, you know, sign up for a class or go look at it on YouTube, get the packages so they can go, okay, this is how I do it. Just like a baking class, but for exactly. Coffee.
Yeah. Yeah. We send them everything except the alcohol though, where we have an option to get the alcohol, but, we send them all the mixers, all the fresh fruit, because that is a big pet peeve of mine is that there are a few other cocktail boxes out there, but they send people bottled, you know, those little lemons or those little lime shaped bottles. And I'm like, no, you have to use fresh fruit if you really want to have a good cocktail. So I send them, you know, the actual fruit and like, sometimes usually there's some kind of lesson involved, like here's how you make simple syrup or here's how you muddle and we'll put in a muddler, that kind of thing. So, mm-hmm.
So let's talk about mixers, fresh fruit and all that stuff. Cause we've all had a cocktail that we thought was great one time. And the next time you're like, eh. So how important is things like the right mixer, fresh fruit, things like that?
I mean, I would say the mixers are more, they're not necessary. They're more just like, if you want to take your cocktail up a notch or add a different flavor, then they're great for that. But most basic cocktails, you don't need a mixer. You really just need fruit, you know, some kind of sweetener and alcohol. And those are the most important components. And I actually did a video where I discussed how you only need 3 or 4 ingredients. You can make so many cocktails with just a few ingredients. So it's really not a high barrier to get into, which is good.
Okay. So what are those 3 things?
I think it was like what I just told you, essentially, lemons and limes, and then a sweetener of some kind, whether that's simple syrup or turbinado syrup, or, you know, you can honey. And then you need your liquor. And I highly recommend everyone have like a gin, a tequila, a vodka, a rum. And if you have those, you can make a daiquiri, you can make a bee's knees, you can make like so many different things just with those ingredients.
I don't even realize it was that simple. If you just, you know, it's so funny. If you don't do something, you think it's overwhelming until somebody shows you. You're like, oh, really?
Exactly. That's what I found out. Yeah, with my friends, like they were like, what? That's all it is to make a lemon drop or whatever. And I was like, yeah, it's really easy. It's just that it seems like, you know, it's so foreign to most people. Or they look at a menu and they're like, well, I know I like a Cosmo, so I'll just get a Cosmo. But what I love is as you learn more, you can go to restaurants all the time now and bars, and I can look at their menu and I'm like, oh, this is a riff on a blah, blah, blah. Oh, this is a blah, blah, blah. They added this. It just opens up a whole new world for you.
Everybody, we're going to have to take a quick break. So you want to stick with us and we'll be right back with more Nicole Schaefer of Mixology. So stick with us. We'll be right back with more Saving with Steve.
More expert advice for having a happier relationship with money still to come on the Saving with Steve show.
Don't let your financial woes keep you up at night and prevent you from living a life of financial and personal freedom. Hi, I'm Steve Sexton, host of the Saving with Steve show. We're going to be talking about the ins and outs of money, those financial issues that could be costing you thousands of dollars, causing stress, keeping you up at night. We're going to talk about money, tax reductions, saving more, spending less, your investments, risk management, retirement, and everything associated with you having a healthier, happy relationship with money. So if you've ever dreamed of living a life of financial and personal freedom, you owe it to yourself and your family to tune into the Saving with Steve show. Join me, Steve Sexton, on the Saving with Steve show as we talk about everything under the sun when it comes to money. To learn more about the show, visit savingwithsteve.us. That's savingwithsteve.us, savingwithsteve.us. We'll see you soon.
Welcome back to the show that is here to help you achieve your financial goals. It's the Saving with Steve show. Now here's your host, Steve Sexton.
Welcome back to the Saving with Steve show, where we talk about the ins and outs of money. Pretty much everything under the sun that relates to you having a happy, healthy relationship with money. Hey, if you would like to check us out, see all the replays, you can go to savingwithsteve.us. If you're enjoying the stories of helpful information, insight, savings with Saving with Steve, I encourage you to subscribe to our YouTube channel, Google Play channel, so you never miss a show. Check out a few of our affiliates at UK Health Radio, BBS Radio, Talk Radio in New York City, E360 TV and Las Vegas TV Network. They're all are dedicated to empowering you to solve problems, uplift your spirit, and live a life of personal and financial freedom. You know what? If you'd like to go to the Saving with Steve US page, .us page, you can go to the resource page. You're going to see a lot of different items there, gifts from guests. There's one coming up from the Fabriza Lemon Baked Good Company. You've got to see this. There's going to be a little video. In fact, Nikki's part of that video. She actually reviewed their limoncello spirit as well as the baked goods. Oh, you're going to love this. You want to check it out. And you know what? There's a wonderful offer and a special surprise for each person that goes there and checks it out. So with that, I want to welcome Nicole back to the show. Thank you for being here again.
Thank you.
Now, my understanding is you just finished a book called Portland Cocktails. Is that right?
Yeah. Yeah. Literally like a week ago. Just finished.
Oh, Well, the big announcement.
Yeah, it won't be out until March of next year, but you can pre-order it. So
pre-order it where?
Amazon, Barnes & Noble, like any site basically that sells books.
Okay, so what was the motivation for writing the book?
So actually I have a few of the books. It's a series of books about different cities and their cocktails. So I already had, I think, Paris Seattle maybe. And so I'm reading these books and I'm like, this is so cool. And I saw the publisher name. And so I wrote to them back in February and said, hey, do you have anyone doing the Portland book? Because I have a YouTube channel, like this would be right up my alley. Didn't hear anything, kind of forgot. In July, they wrote to me and they were like, actually, would you be okay doing the Portland book? Because we actually do want a Portland book. And I was like, sure. And yeah, had a few months to crank it out. And
writing a book is a little different when you do it the first time. I remember mine. Yeah. Let's talk about yours. So what did you do when you, in preparation for the book? Did you interview a bunch of people? Tell us about that.
Yeah, I ended up interviewing some of the top bartenders in Portland, and I compiled over 100 recipes of various cocktails from around different restaurants and bars, and, you know, gathered photos and wrote intros and all that stuff. So
yeah. What's the biggest thing you learned from doing the book?
That it's hard. Writing books is hard. It's really fun and it's very satisfying to see it and be like, wow, that I did that. But it was hard for sure. And there are times you're just like, I don't even know what to write, but you have to do it. So
yeah, you have to sit there and just kind of jam it out.
Yeah. Yeah.
So what did you learn by talking to, I'm really curious about what you learned by talking to some of the top bartenders in Portland?
They were so down to earth. And also they kept saying to me, you don't need fancy equipment. You don't need fancy ingredients unless you want to have fancy ingredients. But really what makes a cocktail good is a good alcohol, like a really quality alcohol and fresh fruit and, like, you know, just good ingredients, but like, don't worry about making things overly complicated or overly fancy. So that was the main thing they were saying, was like, focus on fresh ingredients, but don't have like more than 9 ingredients in a cocktail. That's just ridiculous. So, yeah.
Yeah. You know what? It just brings me back to something. A long time ago, when I was operating an office for one of the companies I work for in Seattle, I was up at the Space Needle. And back then, we were in Long Island Iced. We were at the Long Island Iced Teas. And the interesting thing about it is we asked for a Long Island Iced Tea, and it really tasted like a regular iced tea with lemon. And it was like, and the next thing we knew, we were rocked. It was just like, oh my God. We had two of them. We're like, okay. I thought we got screwed over on the alcohol, but we didn't. it was just that good. And then I've been to other places where I've had them and went, oh my God, it tastes like medicine. It was really interesting when you say that. And I love the fact that they say good ingredients, just like if you're cooking, you have good ingredients, you're going to get a good result and keep it simple.
Exactly. Yeah. That's what they were all saying. Like, they're so over the overly complicated stuff that's out right now. And I tend to agree that some of the cocktails have become very, over the top. And sometimes, yeah, just having a good daiquiri is so nice and, so simple, but if done right, it can totally be amazing.
Out of all the different recipes that are in the book, what's your favorite?
So I would say I had a couple from Lucy Brennan, who's one of the bartenders that I interviewed, and her recipes are just so good. And again, they're not that complicated. They just have really good ingredients. And there's a great Spanish restaurant that just opened called Palomar, and they sent me a couple recipes, and then I went there and actually had the cocktails in person. Oh, so good.
So what did you have?
Yeah. I can't remember what it's called. What was that? I know the one that my husband got was called like a gentleman's agreement. I think mine was, I forgot what mine was, but it was really good.
What was it like?
It was very, it was rum based and very fruity and just delicious. I could probably dig it up in my book, but yeah, it was very good.
No, I was just going to say, if you're listening, go to the Palomar, ask for a rum drink that's really fruity and delicious.
Yeah, they only have like maybe three or four cocktails, so probably any of them are delicious, but the food is also excellent. So.
Oh, good. So if you're in Portland, you got to go to Palomar, guys.
Oh, yeah.
Totally. So, well, great. So tell us how people get involved. And then I know you also support the Oregon Dog Rescue. So tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, I mean, I would say most people seem to be sort of finding us on Google or through the YouTube channel. And then I just really, it's important to me to give back. And I love Oregon Dog Rescue. I see their Facebook stuff all day long. And I, you know, send dogs to my husband. He's like, no, we can't have like 10 dogs. But I just love animals. And so, yeah, I really like that I can support them and help them bring dogs from Mexico and all over. So
that's wonderful. So we're coming close to the end of our segment. We've got about a minute or so. So what I'd love for you to do is just tell us how people can get in touch with you, how they can get connected with Missology, how they can get connected with your YouTube by your packet so they can learn how to mix drinks.
Yeah, so probably the best way is just to go to the website, missologist.com. You can contact me through there, hello@missologist.com. The YouTube channel is Missologist. I try to respond to, you know, messages on there. And Instagram is Missologist Box, I believe. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you can order the boxes through my website or on Cratejoy.
So, mm-hmm. So how do they connect with your website?
It's just www.missologist.com.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what, Nicole, I want to thank you so much for sharing your day with us and sharing all that information for everybody. I'm going to tell everybody, go pre-order that book, Portland Cocktails, because if you're going to get 130 recipes, that'll be a lot of fun trying them all. Just don't do it all in one night. That's all. It might take you a day or two to get over it. So, but again, I want to thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it. And you know what? I'd love to have you back again when you talk about cocktails one more time. Okay.
Oh, cool. That'd be great. Yeah.
Alrighty. Hey, thanks for being with us. You have a good day.
Yeah, thank you.
That was Nicole Schaefer. We'd love to have her. Go to Missologist. Order up the box that you can get for cocktails. You also want to go check out our YouTube, especially if you want to learn how to do cocktails, because I know my wife's going to be doing that already. With that, stick with us. We're going to be right back with some more Saving with Steve.
More expert advice for having a happier relationship with money still to come on the Saving with Steve show.
Don't let your financial woes keep you up at night and prevent you from living a life of financial and personal freedom. Hi, I'm Steve Sexton, host of the Saving with Steve show. We're going to be talking about the ins and outs of money, those financial issues that could be costing you thousands of dollars, causing stress, keeping you up at night. We're going to talk about money, tax reductions, saving more, spending less, your investments, risk management, retirement, and everything associated with you having a healthier, happy relationship with money. So if you've ever dreamed of living a life of financial and personal freedom, you owe it to yourself and your family to tune into the Saving with Steve show. Join me, Steve Sexton, on the Saving with Steve show as we talk about everything under the sun when it comes to money. To learn more about the show, visit savingwithsteve.us. That's savingwithsteve.us, savingwithsteve.us. We'll see you soon.
Welcome back to the show that is here to help you achieve your financial goals. It's the Saving with Steve Show. Now here's your host, Steve Sexton.
Hey, welcome back to the Saving with Steve Show. I just want to let you know all replays are available at savingwithsteve.us. If you're enjoying the stories of helpful information and insight on Saving with Steve, then I encourage you to subscribe to your YouTube channel. Hey, so you'll never miss a show. Check out a few of our affiliates at UK Health Radio, BBS Radio, Talk Radio New York City, AMFM 24/7. They're great affiliates. They're all about, empowering you to solve problems, uplift your spirit, life, and live a life of financial freedom. Now, one of the things I like to talk about today is ways in which you can optimize your 401k. It is really, really very interesting. We're down to the last couple of weeks of the year, and you have a wonderful opportunity to do this. Many people don't do it. You want to do it now. Think about this. If your employer offers a 401k match, take it. If you're in the market for a new job, prioritize potential employers that offer a 401k and a matching program. Keep in mind that most companies will need to be fully vested in the 401k to keep the employer match, which means you're going to probably need to stay on a couple of years until you fully vest. Each company has a different 401k plan. Some vest immediately, some vest in 2 years, 5 years, whatever. You want to make sure you know what you're getting into in advance. Second, don't accept the default savings plan. Now, what a default savings is, it says, hey, 3%, the minimum default is 3% of your paycheck goes into a 401k. For many people, that might be enough for retirement. It also might not be. If you're just getting started, hey, start with the 3%. Every single year, just keep them going. 1% higher of your paycheck going into that 401k, get to 20% or the maximum at $20,500. Again, the maximum for your 401k allows you to defer paying the income taxes now on it. Okay. In 2022, it's $20,500. If you're over 50, it's $27,000. Big thing to know is this. Hey, look, you have the ability to not pay tax this year on $20,000 to $27,000, depending upon your age. Might want to take advantage of that. Okay. Next, don't cash out early. Early withdrawals will cause you to miss out on valuable compounding interest that is essential for building a secure retirement. Resist the urge to cash out early. If you're withdrawing before age 59 and a half, you'll face a 10% early withdrawal penalty and have to pay income tax on the amount you withdraw. Now, there's one caveat to that. It's called an equal payment provision. The tax code is called 72T. You probably don't care about the tax code, but what it allows you to do if you're 54 and a half, you can take out the same amount every single year until you're 59, and you can avoid paying that 10% early withdrawal penalty. Next thing, let's talk about minimizing fees. The more fees you pay, the more it eats into your retirement. I mean, you could reduce, if you had no fees, and compared to having a 1% fee, it's like, you could have had 30% more in your retirement. So think about this. Some 401k investments, they have high fees, which can reduce your balance over time. You should pick the lowest cost investments in your 401k plan, providing it performs, and it also matches your risk tolerance. The U.S. Department of Labor requires all 401k plans to send participants an annual fee disclosure that lists the cost of every fund in the plan. If fees are high, consider bringing this up with your company human resource department to see if you can get your plan changed. These things will make a difference. You know what? That wraps up the show for today. I want to thank you all for joining us here on Saving with Steve. I want to thank Nicole Schaefer. This has been wonderful. And you know what? I'll look forward to seeing you next week. You have a wonderful week. Stay healthy. We'll see you then. Bye-bye.
Thank you for joining us for the Saving with Steve show, hosted by Steve Sexton. To learn more about the show and how to become a guest or sponsor, visit savingwithsteve.us. That's savingwithsteve.us. Join us again next time as we continue to talk about everything under the sun that relates to you having a healthier, happier relationship with money. This has been the Saving with Steve Show, hosted by Steve Sexton.